When I was new to copywriting, I sat down with billionaire copywriter Bill Bonner. Now, he's not just a copywriter. In fact, he founded the company Agora, which has gone on and there's all these different divisions and companies underneath the company. But fundamentally, the entire Agora company is based on effective direct response marketing, based on copywriters actually making the sales instead of marketers. And so Bill has actually worked with all the best marketers and copywriters in the world, really. Like, I mean, he's hired them. He has the money to do it, right? So I got the chance to sit down and interview him and ask him about, you know, his biggest lessons in copywriting. And he said that early on in his career, he actually did learn like all 5,000, however many lessons in copywriting and marketing you could learn. Like, he learned them all, right? And then basically he forgot them. And he said, if you want to be a really good marketer, copywriter, then what you need to do is put yourself in the mind of the prospect and see, okay, is this story interesting? And if that story is interesting, is it connected to the product, right? And then from the copywriter's perspective, you take that story and you tell it in the most compelling way and make sure that you connect the dots to taking the action. And the reason that I'm telling this story is not because it's the framework that I want to teach you, but because when you talk to somebody who is really accomplished at marketing, at copywriting, at advertising, at business building, through direct response or through sales messages put out in the marketplace, what you'll find is the ones who are really good focus on just a few little things that move the needle in big ways. And so, like, Bill focusing on this little thing of, like, can you tell a really interesting story to your prospect that connects to an action that you want them to take? Focus on this little thing that moves markets in gigantic ways. And today's lesson for you is one of those things where a lot of beginners look right past it because it's not flashy, it's not sexy, it's not a shiny object, it's not like the latest techniques and tactics and hacks and whatever to succeed at copywriting. It's one of those things that you almost, like, it's so uninteresting that you look over it completely, and yet it could be one of the most powerful persuasion frameworks that you could ever use in your marketing. And so that's what we're going to cover in today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so like I said, this isn't some like shiny object. It's not some trick, tactic, technique, whatever that's oh, you know, do this one little thing and skyrocket your conversion rate 500% or whatever. And yet, if you really understand it and you use it and you apply it, that could happen, right? So if you want to be really great at marketing, if you want to be able to generate response, if you want people to be interested in your messages, if you want people to like see your ad and have to engage with it because they want to know the next thing and then they have to like take action and buy your product, then this is a formula, a framework that you absolutely need. What is this formula and framework? Well, it goes all the way back to like ancient rhetoric, ancient logic. If then. Okay, I told you, I warned you, it was going to be something simple. I warned you it was going to be something that's like not like super exciting, whatever, right? But this is powerful. If is followed by the outcome that they want. Then is followed by the action you want them to take. If, outcome, then action. So let's say that we are using this in a headline or a subheadline, or we're using it as an opener of, you know, whatever it is. Maybe it's an email opener. Maybe it's a Facebook ad opener. Maybe it's the actual opening text inside the body copy of a sales letter, sales page or landing page, or in a video sales letter, or maybe it's the first few words that come out of your mouth on a webinar, whatever it is, whatever context. If you want this outcome, then take this action. If you want this outcome, then take this action. So let's say, let's go down the line of the wealth, health, relationships, right? So if you want to retire rich, do this one thing. And by the way, you can often drop the then. You can often drop the then. If you want to retire rich, do this one thing with your retirement account today. If you want to make money in the stock market, this is the only investment you need. So we're teasing the content. And so actually the then statement is the implied readership, right? They're going to need to read, they're going to need to watch, they're going to need to listen, whatever it is. If you want this, then watch, read, listen. Let's see. So that was wealth. Let's say, you know, if you want to be a great marketer, you need this framework. That's a different form of wealth, right? Let's go with health. If you want to get stronger in the gym, these three lifts are all you ever need. Let's see, another health thing. If you want to, if you want to stabilize your blood sugar, do this 4-second morning ritual. Let's see. If you want to lose weight, grab this from your fridge first. Okay, wealth, health, let's go to relationships. If you want your spouse to love you, always say this one thing before you go to bed. You get the point, right? Like there's an outcome that they want. There's a result that they want. There's a benefit that they want. If you want this benefit, then whatever action needs to be taken. And what I did for a lot of those, because, you know, naturally as a copywriter, I'm trying to tease the content of the ad a lot. What I did was I actually said, I did a tease for the particular content. On the other hand, you can use the same thing for just straight up promoting content. So if you want to be a powerful all-around marketer, then you need a BTMS Insider's all access pass, which is like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training, where you pay one low monthly fee, you get access to everything, right? So that's me saying, like, if you want this, then you need this product, right? So I'm using if then to introduce the product. If you want to be a better copywriter, then you need to go through my high velocity copywriting training program that covers the deep psychology of highly effective copywriting and salesmanship. Okay, if then, right? It's powerful and you can use it all over the place. And one of the wonderful things about this is it doesn't feel gimmicky at all. It doesn't feel like over the top at all. It's not who else wants to become the next millionaire copywriter, whatever. Like, I hate who else headlines, so I'm always going to make fun of them. 8 shocking ways that you can, you know, become a superstar copywriter next week, right? All that stuff is very over the top. And it often triggers the BS detector, that like filter that our prospects have in their brains that says, I don't trust or believe this person, right? But hey, if you want to become a great copywriter, then you need to understand the fundamentals of human psychology and persuasion that are in high velocity copywriting, along with the 3 big idea types that every great ad is based on, again, in high velocity copywriting training. So again, I'm just using if then. It's a very low key way to introduce the promise of the outcome of the benefit of the whatever and the action that you want them to take, whether that's continuing deeper into your ad, your sales message, your marketing message, or whether that action is actually pursuing your offer, your product, whatever. If then is something that you can use over and over again. And even if you do go on and like create some like more complex headline or whatever, it can be a really smart thing to do at the beginning of your writing process, as you're thinking about how exactly you want to present your ideas, to sit down and use if then a lot. If you want this, then this. If you want this, then this. And just make sure that you have those covered, even if you're going to then convey the same message in a slightly different way. So if you want to be great at marketing, then you need to master the if-then framework. My name is Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I would love it if you do leave a comment or review with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you're finding this content and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. The link's in the description. Sign up for my daily emails, including episode notifications and more exclusive content. And by the way, all that stuff I was saying about high-velocity copywriting and BTMS insiders, well, it's true. And so you can check out the links in the description to the high-velocity copywriting. If only if you want to be a better copywriter or marketer, then you might want to check out the links in the description to high-velocity copywriting and to the BTMS Insiders All Access Pass. Again, it's like Netflix for a, you know, for marketing and copywriting training, where you pay one low monthly fee and you can instantly stream high velocity copywriting, as well as over 100 hours of total content, dozens of training titles, all for one low monthly fee. Again, I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it in today's episode, and I'll see you again soon. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.